This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. The re-election bid of Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson is heating up early through advertising. Johnson just announced Sunday that he's running for a third term. In one commercial released Monday, the Republican explains why he's breaking his promise of 6 years ago that he would leave Congress after serving two terms.
But now, with the Democrats in total control, our nation's on a very dangerous path. If you're in a position to help make our country safer and stronger, would you just walk away? I've decided I can't.
Johnson also suggests Democrats are to blame for everything from the November Christmas parade deaths in Waukesha all the way back to the 2020 civil unrest in Kenosha.
Kenosha set on fire, a growing number of murders in Milwaukee, and the Waukesha Christmas parade turned into a terrible tragedy.
Locally and nationally, Democrats are fighting back. The Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee has released a digital ad that argues Johnson has been in the Senate to benefit himself, not Wisconsin voters. One of the Wisconsin Democrats running against Johnson, Alex Lazary, has released an online ad calling Johnson a denier of last year's U.S. Capitol insurrection and a promoter of medically dangerous ways of combating COVID-19. The state Democratic Party says it's putting up billboards criticizing Johnson. The party also held a Zoom call with healthcare workers and patients attacking Johnson's record. Milwaukee nurse Charles Manning responded to the senator's claim that the nation is on a dangerous path.
Ron Johnson has led us down this path. It's that simple. I don't think Ron Johnson knows his head from a hole in the ground. And the only thing that speaks to him is money and power.
Other Democratic Senate candidates include Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, State Treasurer Sarah Godlewski, and Outagamie County Executive Tom Nelson. All three have put out press releases blasting the two-term incumbent, who's now hoping for six more years in Washington. The general election is in November. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.